Today I'm going to speak on a subject that I hear very little spoken about today. I don't know if we feel that if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. Why don't we just leave that subject alone? Maybe it's because we don't understand the subject. We don't understand fully what the Word of God says about the subject. The devil does not want us to think that he is the problem. He don't want us talking about him, blaming him, accusing him of all the evil that's going on. The devil wants us to think that the reason for racism and hatred is our environment. Where you were raised at will determine whether you are racist or that you are filled with hatred. The devil don't want you to think that he is planting those seeds of hate in your life. Therefore, you go about trying to find a self-help program help you to overcome hatred, to love one another. The devil wants you to believe that the reason you want to go out and harm other people is because your parents discipline you with a switch or with a belt when you were a child. The devil just laughs when we say things like that. Why do people steal? The devil don't want you to blame him for that spirit of covetousness that would have you desire that which belongs to another. The devil wants you to believe that you grew up poor, just enough to get by with. And now you've decided that if you don't have it and you want it, you will go out and take it. And that makes the devil happy also. He laughs at the idea that where you were brought up at would now cause you to go out and steal from others. Even the government has said that crime and rioting and looting is caused by poverty. People not having enough, or people not having all that they want. Most everybody has enough, but some want more. And if they can't earn more, they'll steal more. The devil is jumping up and down when we point our fingers to anything other than him. The devil likes to work in secret. He does not want to be discovered. Paul says it like this: we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Paul wants us to arm ourselves that we may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And one of his wily ways is to convince us that he is not the problem. Our neighborhood is the problem. Our environment is the problem. One of the most terrifying and yet revealing accounts of demons at work is contained in Luke, the 8th chapter. This is an actual story of a man who was possessed by a great number of unclean spirits. The Bible calls them devils. He had lost all resemblance to a human being. He lived among the tombs, hungry, cold, naked. And as the Bible says, always, night and day, crying and cutting himself with stones. On many occasions, the people of Gadara attempted to restrain him with fetters and chains. Jesus knew of this man's horrible plight and out of compassion made a special journey across the treacherous Sea of Galilee to bring him deliverance. And as Jesus approached this man, the demons began to cry out, "What have we to do with thee, thou Son of God?" The man did not know Jesus, but the devils that dwelt in this man knew Jesus very well. Even Satan himself knows about Jesus. "My name is Legions," they said, "because we are many." The Word of God reveals to us that demons or devils are real beings with real intellects who, while working contrary to the purpose of God, have a fearful respect for his power. They behold Christ in terror because they are subject to his righteous judgments. Although relatively few people are ever possessed by the great number of evil spirits which help this man, yet I believe that many of the strange and horrifying things that occur result from the malicious work of devils. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.